Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yad artha iha karmani. Yad artha iha karmani. Vidvan mana sukrinaraha. Vidvan mana sukrinaraha. Karotyato viparyasam. Karotyato viparyasam. Amogam vindate phalam. Amogam vindate phalam. Others? Of which? Arte, for the purpose. Iha, in this material world. Karmani, many activities in factories, industries, speculation, and so on. Vidvat, advanced in knowledge. Mani, thinking himself to be. Asakrit, again and again. Naraha, a person. Karoti, performs. Ataha, from this. Viparyasam, the opposite. Amogam, unfailingly. Vindate, achieves. Phalam, result. Translation: a materialistic person, thinking himself very advanced in intelligence, continually acts for economic development. But again and again, as enunciated in the Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. Indeed, the results one obtains are inevitably the opposite of those one desires. Please repeat. A materialistic person, thinking himself very advanced in intelligence, continually acts for material, for economic development. But again and again, as enunciated in the Vedas, he is frustrated by material activities, either in this life or in the next. Indeed, the results one obtains are inevitably the opposite of those one desires. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. No one has ever achieved the results he desired from material activities. On the contrary, everyone has been frustrated again and again. Therefore, one must not waste his time in such material activities for sensual pleasure, either in this life or in the next. So many nationalists, economists, and other ambitious persons have tried for happiness individually or collectively, but history proves that they've all been frustrated. In recent history, we've seen many political leaders work hard for individual and collective economic development, but they've all failed. This is the law of nature, as clearly explained in the next verse. So, this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking in a very strong way. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is our friend. And a real friend is someone who will tell you the truth. A false friend is someone who will flatter you. And he'll tell you, everything's okay. It's all very good. And in this way, we live in a dreamland. People really think everything is okay. We're like a bunch of beasts, animals, on the way to the slaughterhouse. We're standing in queue, waiting to be killed. And everyone in front of us has died. And we're thinking, life's not so bad. It's very good. I'm having a nice time standing here in the queue. And we have some suffering. And we try to do something to avoid that suffering. But this verse says, Karotyato viparyasam. Viparyasam means the opposite. Viparyasam amoga vindate phalam. The word amoga, very strong word, without fail, 100% guaranteed. That your desire, your karoti, your activities that you're doing to get some happiness. Karotyato viparyasam. Amogam vindate phalam. You're going to get exactly the opposite result. This is a message we have for you here at our Hare Krishna temple. Life is not a fun place. It's not a very popular message. If we tell you that, yes, you just enjoy life, it's very, very good. And later in life, maybe in the last 5 minutes of your life, then you do something spiritual and everything will be okay. If we speak like this, probably the Hare Krishna movement would be much more popular. People many times, they say, you Hare Krishna people, you're very negative. You have a very negative philosophy. But it's not negative. It's called reality. We think that it's negative because we're living in a fantasy. We're thinking, I'm going to solve my problems. This verse, there's a very similar verse in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, where Krishna tells Uddhava, Pasyat paka viparyasam. Exactly, pretty much the same meaning here. The same word, viparyasam. The opposite result. Everyone is suffering in this world. Some of the brahmacharis, not all of them, but some of them are suffering. I want to have a wife. It's very difficult being a brahmachari. I never get any respect and nobody serves me. But the grihasthas, they have a beautiful wife. I also want a beautiful wife. So they think like that. And then they find a girl. Oh, she's such a nice girl. And they marry her with great hopes and great happiness. Vipasya paka viparyasam. Karotyato viparyasam. They get just the opposite result. Ladies, you don't mind me saying like this. The same thing also applies to the ladies. Because they think, I'm going to get married and everything will be good. And my husband will be just like Ramachandra. He'll be so handsome and he'll treat me like Sita. And then she gets married and she has to wash the dishes and do the clothes. And her husband's actually just a big beast. And the husband, he marries this girl because she's very beautiful. And a few pizzas and some ice cream later, she's more like this, more round. And she has a lot of complaints. So he thought he'll just get married and he can sit around and play with the boys and not do anything. But she wants him to work. And she expects that things in the house get fixed. And she's always complaining to him. And it's a big headache for him. And then, unfortunately, sometimes she goes with another man. And then that poor fellow who was a brahmachari, and he had all of his hopes on this girl. And his hopes are crushed. And she leaves him for another person. But he still has some hope. Because he sees another girl. Oh! And she's very beautiful. And this one will be different. So he gets married to her. And then She also cheats on him and leaves him. But the next one, it'll be different. And in this way, maybe he's married sometimes 6 or 7 times. And each time he's thinking, that was really bad. But the next time, she'll be different. I'm going to enjoy somehow or other the next time. This is our material life. We're very proud in the world today that we've abolished slavery. But is it true? I don't think so. I think that 90% of the people in the world today are slaves. We're slaves to a little plastic card. We're slaves to your car insurance, to your bank payments for your car, for your bank payments for your house. We're slaves to our television. We're slaves to all of our bills. We can't live an independent life. And why are we slaves? Because like a moth, like a dumb insect that flies into a fire, thinking it's going to enjoy, we're like that. I live in Orissa for the last 20 years. And the villages there are so nice. I love the villages in Orissa. But if you go to the villages, everyone wants to come to Delhi. And they all want to come to Mumbai or Kolkata or Chennai. No one wants to live in the villages anymore. And they come to the city, and what happens? They have to cost so much money. They're hoping to come here, make a little money, send it back to their family. But what happens? They end up living in a cardboard box and sleeping on the street and working very, very hard. And then after working very, very hard, maybe they get a better job. And then they get an even better job, but they have the better job, they have to have a car so they can get to the job. And you have to have the job so you can pay for the car. And you have your car, you have to have car insurance. And then you have a nice place and a nice beautiful wife. You have to purchase some flat, which costs so much money you don't have money for. So you have to take a loan. And you end up working for 8 or 10 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week. And you're driving all day in your car. And your job is completely hellish. And there's so much competition for your job. You're in so much anxiety and so much stress all day. But everything's okay. Because when you go home at the end of the day, I can watch television. And what do you watch on the television? You're so miserable living now in the city. You watch some movie about how beautiful it is in the village. The same village that you left. And now you're coming here and you're suffering like a dog so you can be a big person. And you're not free. You become a slave. A slave for some banker. A slave for some wealthy person. You become a very good, obedient consumer slave. In America, there's a saying, shop till you drop. And that's the purpose of life. I make some money so I can go shop until I drop. And it's a good life. Right? I suffer like a dog. But there's television. And I can fantasize that I'm someone else. I'm Shaktiman. I'm Krishna. For half an hour, an hour. I can forget about how miserable my life is. This is a very sad thing. And people become very angry and disturbed if I speak like this. They'll say, "You can't talk like that. You'll spoil the whole party." Because the party's going on. And everybody's drinking and smoking and laughing and talking. And they think they're having a good time. But paschet parkavipariyasam. We get just the opposite result. We think, "I'll be a big man. I'll smoke some cigarettes. I'll get some pleasure from that." And then we get lung cancer. And we're coughing up blood. And we're completely miserable and suffering. We think, "I'll eat some very nice sweets." And then we get diabetes. And we stub our foot. And then the doctor tells us they have to amputate our leg. I have a friend that happened to. It's a nice life, isn't it? We should wake up. I've heard many comments about Srila Prabhupada. Govinda Maharaj could tell us much more. He had a lot of association with Srila Prabhupada. And I've watched a lot of videos of Prabhupada. And one thing that struck me very deeply about him, watching his videos, hearing his lectures, and hearing from devotees who associated with him, is how sober Srila Prabhupada was. He was always a very, very sober person. Because he saw this world is not for enjoyment. We have to wake up. If we can develop this one quality of soberness and understanding the nature of this world, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yehi sam sparshaja bhoga duko yunaya evate ajantavanta kuntaya natesha ramate buddha. That everybody in this world, they're trying to get some pleasure. Yehi sam sparshaja bhoga. Some sparshaja bhoga. Some happiness through their material senses. But that type of happiness just gives misery in the beginning, the middle, and the end. Ajantavanta kuntaya. It simply is suffering throughout. And therefore, those persons who are Buddha, who are sober persons, they're not fools. They're not like asses and donkeys. This is what we're becoming like. We have such a wonderful place. Bharatvarsh is the best place in the whole world. The best place in the universe. And the demigods are wanting to come and take birth here. But the culture that was here 100 years ago is mostly lost. And now people are just running after the West. And they're thinking that some sparshaja bhog, this is happiness, to get something nice for my tongue, to get something nice for my skin. This is pleasure, this is happiness. It's damn foolishness. And we're no better than dogs and cats. Because the dogs and cats are simply thinking the purpose in life is to eat something nice and enjoy myself. It's such foolishness. And there's so many people today who are encouraging us, yes, you can enjoy. Get a bigger TV. It'll cost some more money, but don't worry. You can put it on your credit card. You don't have to worry about paying for it. They don't tell you that you're going to be a slave for maybe the rest of your life, paying for that stupid television so you can fantasize that you're somewhere else, someone else. So you can avoid living in reality. We should live in reality. We should understand what is real happiness. And this is the purpose of this movement. Srila Prabhupada, many times he said, we don't want money. We're not here to do business. Once he said, even we don't care if you become a member. We simply want to see that everyone become happy. That's the purpose of this movement. And not happy like cats and dogs. Not happy like slaves who simply have some illusion on television. But real happiness. Happiness which never ends. That's the purpose of this movement. That's what we want to give to everyone. That's why we're here today. We have this message. It's an uncomfortable message for sense enjoyers. But please, our message is Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gora Chandra Bole, wake up. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling. He's come to give something. He's come to give something so amazing. It's something he doesn't have himself. It's an amazing thing. In the material world, that thing which looks like the greatest happiness is actually the greatest misery. And in the spiritual world, it's exactly the opposite. That thing which looks like the greatest misery is actually the greatest happiness. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described, Se prema janamane tada vikram se jani vishamita ekatramila. He says this is the nature of Krishna prema. We want some deha priti. We have some love for the body. So which part of the body do you love the most? The biggest part? The biggest part is the stool. Because the body, that's what it produces. Maybe 1 kg of stool every day. And you can imagine in one lifetime how much stool that produces. So if you have love for her body, then you can just collect a bunch of her stool. You can keep it in a bag around your neck. And you can rub it and be with your sweetheart whenever you want. That's pleasure in the material world. It's so-called love. But there's no love there. We have some stool deha priti, some affection for the stool deha, for the material body, which is just stool. Or sometimes people have some mana deha priti. They have some affection for the mind. We like to play chess together. We like to listen to some classical music. It's a little more in the mode of goodness. But it also causes suffering. And it's also based on exploitation. So-called love in this world is based on exploitation. I love her. What do you love? You love her body. And you love if she'll behave the way you want. Something like 70 or 80% of the murders in the world are conducted in the home. Amongst loving family members, husbands and wives. What is the love there? It's exploitive love. Oh, baby, I love you. So many women hear this all the time. But they don't love you. They just want to exploit you, use you, and throw you away. Because we live in a garbage society. This is the number one commodity made in the world today. We often ask this question. What's the number one commodity made? It's not computers, it's not televisions, it's not cars, it's not perfume or makeup or cell phones. The number one thing the world produces today is garbage. And we're drowning in it. Especially in Delhi. So, it's a garbage culture. We buy something, we buy a cell phone, we use it for 3 years, we throw it away. We buy a computer, we use it for 4 years, we get a new one. You get a girlfriend, you use her for 2 or 3 years, she gets a little fat, then we get a new model, we get a new wife. It's a disposable garbage culture. We produce garbage, our relationships are garbage. We're not producing anything for our children. We're not producing anything for the future. All that we're doing is drowning our planet in stinking garbage. This is our life today. And this is our so-called love. So there's deha, there's this stool deha priti. Better than that is this mana deha priti. And better than that is sukshma deha priti. We have some affection for the soul. But we should understand, we should develop love for Krishna. And there's also love for devotees. Included in that, in the Satvata Tantra, it's described, nice verse. Hari Lila Satochara, Pareshu Satatam Dvaya, Karya Pritisavahara Yata Bhakti Nanashati. We should learn to love devotees by hearing Krishna Katha, by doing kirtan. There is love in this material world. But it's not in the material world. There's love between devotees. There's love when we keep Krishna in the center. And that love is not exploitive. And this is a message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's come to teach us what is real love. Love in the material world looks very nice in the beginning. But in the end, it's full of all kinds of suffering. Yehi samsparshaja boga duko yonaya evate. And in the spiritual world, it's just the opposite. It seems very painful in the beginning to chant japa every day, come to the temple, give up sense gratification, very difficult thing. Say prema janyamani, tara vikrama sejani, visamita ekata milan. And when you get that love, it's very wonderful. But the end part of that love, again, it seems like poison. It seems both like poison and nectar. Because love in the material world is a perverted reflection of love in the spiritual world. So the love that we have here is full of misery. And the love in the spiritual world is also full of misery, but it's a different kind of misery. That misery, that so-called misery, is the greatest ecstasy, the greatest happiness. That ecstasy is so wonderful. They're crying. Srimati Radharani, she's crying in separation from Krishna. But her crying is not unhappiness. Her crying is rather the greatest happiness. It's such a great thing that Krishna himself, he wants that. He wants to experience what is that love that Srimati Radharani has. And he thinks to himself that I don't have that kind of love. I'll sing a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Krishna thinks to himself, Nija prema svade mora hoy je alada taha hoiti koti guna rada prema svada bolo Hare Krishna. He says, Nija prema svade mora hoy je alada. Whatever happiness that I get in the loving affairs, this is Krishna Bhagavan speaking. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Asvamurdva, no one is equal to Him, no one is greater than Him. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Nadi Radha Govinda Sarvakarna Karnam. He's the cause of all causes. He has no beginning, no end. He's Bhagavan. He's saying, Nija prema svade mora hoya ye hlada. Whatever pleasure I get, taha hoiti koti guna rada prema svad. Srimati Radharani gets 10 million times more pleasure than I get. Koti guna rada prema svad. Vishaya jatiya suk amara asvad. Amma hoite koti guna ashraya ahlad. Hey. Hare Krishna. He said, I have my quota because I'm God. God gets a quota of happiness. Everyone has a quota of happiness. God also has his quota. He says, Vishai Jatiya Suk Amara Asvadi. I have the right to taste the happiness, the sukh, which is afforded to the Vishai Jatiya, the object of love. Because he's the object of love. He said, but amahaiti koti guna ashraya ahlad. The abode of that love, the devotee, Srimati Radharani, she experiences 10 million times more than what Krishna experiences. And therefore, he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rukmini Krishna Prabhu is being very kind, and he's saying a lot of nice things about us today, which I hope he blesses me that some portion of those good things can someday come true. But today we have something. I'm going to give away our secret that he's mentioning. We have a new magazine we printed in Hindi. Sri Krishna Kathamrita magazine. And I can't pronounce very well. What is, can you say, you have a mic? Can you just read the title?
Hare Krishna. जो हमने पहले आपको सूचना दी थी कि एक बहुत ही विशेष उपहार प्रभु जी लेकर आए हैं और उस उपहार का खुलासा किया जा रहा है आप सबके सामने. ये बहुत ही सुंदर पत्रिका कृष्ण कथामृत बिंदु हिंदी भाषा में, और इसको लिखा गया है, इसका पहला अंक तव कथामृतम तप्त जीवनम श्री कृष्ण कथामृत, जब कृष्ण स्वयं के लिए रोते हैं। रीवो तो जैसे कि इस माधवानंद प्रभु ने कृष्ण कथामृत के काफी एडिशंस मैगजीन पहले इंग्लिश में निकाले हैं, और बहुत रिसर्च करने के बाद गौड़िया वैष्णव सिद्धांतों में बहुत आफ्टर लॉट ऑफ रिसर्च एंड लॉट ऑफ फाइंडिंग्स एंड आफ्टर दैट ही अनॉर्मली पब्लिशेज दिस मैगजीन। बहुत खोज करने के बाद, शोधन करने के बाद प्रभु जी अपनी पत्रिकाओं को निकालते हैं। अभी तक ये पत्रिका केवल इंग्लिश भाषा में ही उपलब्ध थी, और आज से ये पत्रिका अब हिंदी भाषा में भी उपलब्ध हो गई है। तो इसमें आपको ऐसे ऐसे आर्टिकल्स मिलेंगे जहाँ आप कहीं और नहीं पा पाएंगे, और जो आपके मन में कहीं सूक्ष्म प्रश्न होते हैं गौड़िया वैष्णव सिद्धांत को लेके, उन सब का उत्तर आपको इस पत्रिका में मिलेगा। और ये पत्रिका नियमित रूप से प्रभु जी बार बार प्रकाशित करते रहेंगे। तो हमारा परम सौभाग्य है कि माधवानंद प्रभु ने पंजाबी बाग को स्थल को चुना इस पत्रिका को लॉन्च करने के लिए। सो आई विल रिक्वेस्ट हिज होलीनेस।
डू वी हैव टाइम फॉर मी टू टेल वन स्टोरी फ्रॉम अ मैगजीन? सो द मैगजीन इज टाइटल्ड व्हेन कृष्णा क्राइज़ फॉर हिमसेल्फ। We're talking today about crying. Everybody's crying and suffering. But in the spiritual world, there's also suffering. But that suffering is the greatest happiness. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give that happiness. And so this magazine speaks about that. And there's a story my revered spiritual master tells in this magazine I'd like to briefly tell you. On one occasion, Krishna was supposed to meet with Radharani in a kunj. And Radhika went there and she decorated the kunj in such a wonderful way with so many flowers and decorations and everything. And Krishna wasn't coming. She's waiting, waiting. Where is he at? Wasn't coming. Srimati Radharani waited all night long. And then finally, just around the time of dawn, Krishna comes to the kunj. And he comes to Radhika, "Oh, I'm very sorry, something happened." And Radharani looks at him, "What's this on your face? Lipstick? What's this cloth? That's a piece of Chandravali's cloth on you. Get out from here." And Radharani became so very, very angry with Krishna. And Krishna tried flattering her, he tried so many things. And she said, "Get out." So then Krishna, he came back to the kunj, and Lalita was there. And Krishna prayed to her, "You please let me in." She said, "Prabesh nishay. Chalo, go away. You're an aparadi. You've offended my Srimati." So then Krishna, who's Bhagavan, he began to cry. And he began rolling in the dust near the Jamuna. At that time, Purnamasi Devi, she sent Brinda Devi there. And Brinda Devi came. She said, "Krishna, what's wrong?" He said, "I made a big mistake. I did some offense to Srimati Radharani." She said, "You want to go to see Radharani?" "Yes." She said, "Then you're going to have to do something really serious this time, because you've made a big offense." "What can I do? I'll do anything." And Brinda Devi then, she said, "You have to shave your head. All your beautiful hair, which all the ladies in Vrindavan faint when they see. You have to shave off that beautiful hair. And you have to give up that yellow dhoti. You have to give up that gopavesh. And you have to wear the dress of a sannyasi." And so Krishna shaved his head. Krishna gave up his yellow dhoti. He gave up his flute. He gave up his peacock feather. And Krishna took sannyas. And he came to the kunj of Srimati Radharani. And he began to sing a song. Srimati Radhe Bhodo Abhimani Ramya Bhava Vamya Bhava Shiromani Shama Sare Angiya Chadana Tava Tapta Kanchana Varana Etadina Chile Pagalini Roy Kanu Preme Prana Sampi Sarvarupe Gune Ogo Gandharike Kanumana Kori Churi Aji Radha Prema Bhikshu Magi Kanu Fere Dvara Dvare Hoy Shrimati Radhe Boro Abhimani. This is his song. This is the song that Krishna sung after he took sannyas. Oh Radhe, now you're Boro Abhimani. Now you become very sulky, very angry. You're Bhamya Bhava Shiromani. You're the crest jewel of the left mood. Shamasari Angiya Chadana. Your body's covered with a blue sari. And Tavak Tapta Kanchana Varana. You have a golden complexion. Etadina Chile Pagalini Roy. Until now, you've been mad. Kanu Premi Prana Sampi. After Kanu, you've had Krishna Prem. But now, Sava Rupi Guna Ogu Gandharvike Kanu Mana Kori Churi. You've become a chore, a thief. And you've stolen the heart and mind of Krishna. And now, Aji Radha Prema Bhikshu Magi Kanu Feri Dvari Dvari Hoy. Now, Kanu, Krishna, has become a beggar. And he's going door to door, begging Radha Prem. That's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's when Krishna cries for himself. But that crying is not like the crying in this material world. That crying is the highest ecstasy. And the most amazing thing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachiva Jachiya Dile Kako, that he's also engaging everyone else in this mission. Whether they're Uttam or Adam, whether they're very elevated or very low, he's come and crying for himself, and he's engaging all of us in that same crying, which is a Premanam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the purpose of this movement. Everyone in this world is crying. And we're saying, yes, you also come and cry here, but don't cry for a bag of stool. Learn to cry for Krishna in ecstasy and get the highest happiness, which never ends. That's the mission, that's the message of this movement, that's the purpose of this temple here in Punjabi Bagh. This is one of the most special temples in our movement because all of you have adopted this mood to give everybody this message. And so we had so many places we could have gone to inaugurate this first Hindi magazine, but we wanted to come here because this place is the best book distribution temple in Delhi area. And I wanted to ask His Holiness Govinda Maharaj if he would kindly offer this to Srila Prabhupada and ask all the devotees, you please bless us, bless this magazine, we can do something to please Srila Prabhupada and to show people not to cry for bags of stool, but to cry for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada King.